Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. On election night, the state's biggest city could cause everyone else to wait. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee's absentee ballot results are typically reported late on election night, often after midnight. That's due to the large number of ballots and state law restrictions. The Wisconsin State Senate earlier this year blocked a bill to allow earlier absentee ballot processing. That means Milwaukee can't start to count until Election Day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson knows people across the state and the country will be paying attention.
And so we know that there are going to be a lot of people who are watching Milwaukee. And we know, because we will require this, we always have required this in the city, that in Milwaukee we will follow the law. At the same time, we encourage every eligible voter to participate.
Early voting in Wisconsin can take place through Sunday, though not all communities go that far.
Dane County has its budget for next year. A $925 million plan has been tweaked and approved by the County Board of Supervisors. Overall, dropping revenue and increasing staff costs are starting to put a squeeze on the county, the same way they have in Madison and lots of other municipalities across Wisconsin. Of course, someone new will carry out this budget. On Tuesday, voters will decide whether Melissa Agard or Dana Pelleban should be the next Dane County executive. A Mequonago man is accused of double voting twice. Waukesha County prosecutors accused 37-year-old Jason O'Shame of casting votes in both Wisconsin and Florida in 2018 and 2020. The report came from the Wisconsin Elections Commission during an inspection for voter fraud. The commission says O'Shame cast absentee ballots in New Myrna Beach and then voted in the Wisconsin election both years. O'Shame faces two counts of election fraud. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Healthcare choices have opened up. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Healthcare choices have opened up. Today marks the start of the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period in Wisconsin. It offers the opportunity to sign up for health insurance through the federal marketplace. The enrollment window extends until January 15th.
The Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association Board of Directors announced it has selected Rob Richard to serve as the statewide association's next president and CEO. Richard has been serving in a dual role as interim president and CEO and vice president of government relations and external affairs since August. He also serves as the executive director of the Federated Youth Foundation. According to WECA board chair Dan Hilberry, quote, Rob has demonstrated his ability to be an exceptional leader with the knowledge and dedication necessary to lead our statewide as it continues to work on behalf of Wisconsin Electric cooperatives and their members. While we knew we had an extremely strong candidate in-house, as a board, recognizing the critical importance of this position, we felt it was necessary to do our due diligence and conduct a nationwide search. After reviewing more than 100 applications, many of which were also from highly qualified candidates, we decided Richard was the best choice. With him at the helm, we are assured a streamlined transition and a continuity of operations, which is important as we work to ensure all electric cooperative members have access to safe, reliable, and affordable electricity. Richard grew up in southwestern Wisconsin and earned a degree from UW-Platteville. His experience includes time as a legislative staffer working in the office of former WECA president and CEO Steve Freese when Freese served as a representative in the Wisconsin State Assembly, as well as the offices of Representative Mark Gottlieb and Senator Scott Fitzgerald. He also worked in government affairs at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and at Circus World Museum. He joined WECA in January of 2019. Richard lives in Sauk City. Rob Richard succeeds Steve Freese, who died August 28th following a battle with cancer. Life insurance is an important aspect of financial planning. However, finding a policy that fits your budget and financial goals can be a real challenge with so many options available. In fact, a 2022 study revealed that people who don't feel knowledgeable about life insurance are less likely to have coverage. The Better Business Bureau recommends the following tips to help you decide if you need life insurance, what kind of insurance is best for you, and how to purchase a policy. Determine if you need life insurance coverage. Life insurance is practical for many, if not most, people, but there are situations where you might not need it. You should definitely consider purchasing a policy if you want your funeral and burial expenses to be paid without eating into your assets. Loved ones depend on you financially and would need significant financial support if you passed away. Your family would be left with a large debt in the event of your death. You want to pay for a dependent's child care tuition or retirement expenses, or if you wish to leave a charitable legacy behind for a cause close to your heart. If none of these situations apply to you, you may not need life insurance. Think about how much life insurance you need. Consider the financial needs of your beneficiaries to determine how much insurance you should buy. Get to know the different types of life insurance. Term life policies generally have lower premiums than permanent policies, as they only cover a specific term of your life. They typically last between 1 and 30 years. The longer the term, the higher your premium will be. Once the term ends, you stop paying and no longer have coverage. Generally, no cash value is given back to the insured when the term is complete. That said, some life insurance companies may allow you to extend the term of your policy or convert it to a permanent policy, and in a few cases, they may offer a return of premium. A term life policy is a good choice for someone on a tight budget or who only wants life insurance for a specific time. Worth noting, too, is that if you have a group life insurance plan from your employer, it's likely a term policy that ends when you leave the company. If you are looking for coverage that will span several decades until your death, you'll want a permanent life insurance policy, sometimes called a whole or universal policy. Permanent policies cost more, but they have extra benefits such as receiving the policy's cash value if you terminate it early and borrowing the amount of the current cash value from the insurance company as a loan. There are a few different kinds you can choose from. Whole or ordinary life insurance is the most common kind of permanent life insurance. This kind of policy is straightforward. It offers a death benefit and works as a savings account. You agree to pay premiums for a specific death benefit, and the company agrees to pay you dividends periodically. Usually, this kind of policy includes a guaranteed insurance rate and predictable premium rates over the course of the policy's life. Adjustable or universal life insurance gives the policyholder more flexibility than whole policies. Sometimes you can increase your death benefit by passing a medical exam. In addition, you can choose to pay more than your premium up to a limit, and the extra money goes into your cash account, or you can pay less than the premium and draw from the cash account to cover the difference. These options make this kind of plan appealing to workers with fluctuating incomes. With universal life insurance, the cash value account usually earns interest based on current market rates, which can change over time. All these factors mean this kind of policy needs to be monitored regularly by the policyholder. Keeping an eye on your policy's cash value will help you avoid a lapse in coverage, especially if you pay less than the minimum premium on occasion. With variable life insurance, policyholders receive death benefits, and they can also use their cash value account to invest in stocks, bonds, and money market mutual funds. This means there is a potential for growing the value of your policy quicker, but there is quite a bit more risk involved. One example of variable life insurance is indexed universal life, or IUL. which is best for someone with good understanding of the stock market, fees, and forecast. IUL is gaining popularity, but without at least some investment experience, it can be easy to allow coverage to lapse. Plus, market crashes could mean you must pay higher premiums to keep your policy in force. Compare life insurance companies. There are many providers to choose from, so you'll want to do comparison shopping. You can contact an insurance agent, a broker, or an insurance company directly to get help comparing policies and pricing, or in many cases, you can comparison shop online. Once you've narrowed down your selection, ensure the companies you are interested in are licensed and have a good business reputation. Read reviews, look up the company on BBB.org, and ask your friends and family if they have any experience with it. Take the customer service level into account, along with the company's financial rating. Remember that the financial rating they've received is a projection, not a guarantee. Watch out for mail order life insurance. You may get offers to buy life insurance through the mail at attractively low prices. The pitch may say you will be approved regardless of age and health. Be careful. Never purchase such a policy until you have read and understood every word, not just the advertising. Also, check with the state insurance authorities to find out if the company is licensed to sell insurance in your state. A Madison woman working as a live-in babysitter faces charges in a child's death. 18-year-old Maleda Alfaro Rizzo faces a charge of child neglect ending in death. Police say Rizzo was working for a Madison couple when she left an 8-month-old child alone in a bathtub for 30 minutes Tuesday. The child was found unresponsive by paramedics. Rizzo is being held on $25,000 bond. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Josh Cast.